Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Broadway Podcast Network presents Giants in the Sky, How Sondheim and Lapine Went Into the Woods, with me, Ben Rimmelauer. Today's guest, Jean Louisa Kelly, the original Snow White.
Once upon a time.
Jean Louisa Kelly originated the role of Snow White in Into the Woods on Broadway, understudying Little Red Riding Hood and Rapunzel. She had previously played Frederica in A Little Night Music at the Boston Public Theater, and later went on to play Amy in Company, Beth in Merrily We Roll Along, and Young Sally in Follies with the Reprise series in Los Angeles. Her other stage roles include the title roles in Annie, Gigi, and Off-Broadway's The It Girl. She is best known for memorable performances in the films Top Gun Maverick, Mr. Holland's Opus, The Fantastics, and Uncle Buck, as well as the long-running CBS sitcom Yes, Dear. When did you first become aware that there was this fairy tale musical by Sondheim and Lapine?
So I just, when I got the audition from my agent, I was 14.
I was 14.
And I lived in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I had gotten an agent earlier that year. I was doing a production of A Little Night Music at the Public Theater in Boston.
Were you Frederica?
I was sharing the role with my very good friend, still Jessica Walling, who now goes by Jessica Walling Stokes, and she grew up to be an actress on Broadway as well. My mother and I drove down to New York City. It's so funny. I have a show that I created. Like last year, I performed it in New York, and I tell this story through song, and it's really fun. So anyway, I feel like bursting into song, but it would take 15 minutes.
Feel free.
So my mother and I drove down from Massachusetts, and I auditioned, and then I think I must have gotten a call back later. And when I came down again, I sang, and then I went and met with Paul Ford, who was, helping with musical direction. Yeah. And I went to his apartment, which was pretty awesome. And I learned, mother said straight, don't be.
I know things now.
Yeah, but how does it go? Mother said straight ahead. Not to delay or be misled. I should have heeded her advice. And it seems so nice. Anyway, I was the understudy for that role. So as you know, you are probably a guru on this show. How many people have you interviewed?
Oh gosh. I mean, I have released 45 and I have several more that haven't come out yet. So I guess 50 at this point.
My gosh, you must be so interested in this musical.
It's so funny. It's like, it's not even like my favorite Sondheim show or anything like that. I just was so curious about the process with it and the San Diego production and all the workshops, and then going from Broadway to the broadcast. And it's just become such a iconic musical. It's such a Sondheim gateway for so many younger generations, especially. And there's so many revivals and the movie. And I just wanted to know everything about how it came together.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's very worthy of your interest.
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm feeling that people are responding well to it, but I want to know everything about your experience with it. So you were the understudy to Little Red, and this was when they were casting the Broadway show. Was this for that summer workshop, or were you not going to do the workshop, just go straight to the Broadway?
No, I did not do the workshop. I came in sometime in July, and was there for rehearsals. I also played Snow White. I had the role of Snow White. So I did go on every night, but I understudied Little Red and Rapunzel. So I was around and, went to the rehearsals. And And yeah, I started my sophomore year. It was a formative time for me. I started my sophomore year of high school in New York City, went to the professional children's school.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with, let's see, with Jerry O'Connell and Tempest Bledsoe.
Wow.
Yeah, like there were a lot of, you know, cool kids there at the time and a lot of ballerinas. And I used to go to school on Wednesday morning and then I would go do the matinee.
Yeah.
And I went Thursday for a full day, Friday for a full day. And then I would, you know, do all my shows. And then I would take the train home from New York City to Massachusetts or, a bus or whatever to Hartford. And my mom would pick me up and I'd go home to Massachusetts for Sunday night, Monday night, and then take the train back on Tuesday morning in time to, or Tuesday afternoon, whatever, to get there in time for the show Tuesday night.
And where were you living in the city that half of the week?
I lived on Horatio Street in the Village.
By yourself?
Well, there was, so my parents had some friends who lived there, and there was a little studio, literally a half a flight down from their apartment. So I was alone, but I wasn't alone. You know, like if I needed help, I had them.
Yeah.
And I really spent a lot of time at the theater. But it was like, if I think about my own kids now,
yeah,
they are older than that. And I wouldn't have them living in the city by themselves.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Did you take the subway to the theater every day?
Yes, it's so funny. That's part of my show too. Like my mother learned she taught herself how to use the subway and taught me that time. Like we literally learned how to use the subway in the same day. So yeah, I'd take the subway to school in the morning and then I would walk from, because the professional children's school is 60th Street between like 9th and 10th. And I would walk down 9th Avenue to the Martin Beck Theater.
Yeah.
Which is no longer the Martin Beck Theater.
Yes, the Al Hirschfeld Theater. And okay, so just for the beginning of the process for you, I mean, obviously having done night music, you had some awareness of Sondheim. Were you like a big musical theater nerd, like as a performer? Was that your kind of milieu?
It was my milieu.
Yeah.
I was just a nerd in general. I don't know if I was a musical theater nerd. I probably didn't know as much as some, but that was all the music that I knew. Like I didn't know like Journey and Led Zeppelin. Like I was listening.
Yeah.
So I would like go home from school when I was younger and I'd sit in my parents' den with headphones on listening to the record of Cats. That was pop for me. So, but I did grow up with Sondheim in particular.
Yeah.
I knew most of his music already.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's because my mom knew it. Mm. My mom is a pianist and she was a piano teacher and she used to be my accompanist. So she would, if I had auditions, she would often accompany me at the auditions. And actually the way that I got my agent, because at the time it was not normal for a person in central Massachusetts age 14 to have a New York City agent.
Yeah.
And the way that happened was she entered me into a talent competition where they had the locals in Massachusetts. And then I ended up going to the finals in the city in New York. And the agents, the judges were agents and casting directors and managers. And so I got an agent at that time. And she was my pianist, my accompanist when I sang for that performance that got me.
What was your song in that competition? Do you remember?
Well, it was a medley, Ben. it was a medley of a Barbara Streisand medley.
Oh.
Funny Girl and I'm the Greatest Star.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. I think that was what I sang. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what I sang. Because I also had another really good medley. I had another good medley that I did, a New York City medley.
I mean, you were very sophisticated. Okay, so this is a big get for you then, this Into the Woods. I mean, were you intimidated? Were you just excited and scared? I mean, what was your take going into this first rehearsal with Bernadette Peters and James Lapine and all these people?
Well, it made me feel excited. Well, excited and scared. Sorry. As soon as you said excited or scared, I had to say that.
Yeah, take
Sorry.
the cue.
So yeah, I was excited. I mean, you know, when you're young,
Yeah.
it's harder to be scared in
Yeah.
my
Yeah.
finding in my experience. I mean, there are all kinds of things in my career that if they happened to be now, I would have the good sense to be terrified that
Right.
I was just no big whoop, you
Yeah.
know?
No.
And I had already starred in Annie twice in summer stock. I did it at Theater by the Sea in Connecticut, Candlewood Playhouse, which is no longer. And so, yeah, I mean, it was more, I think it was as scary, if not more scary, moving to New York City than it was
Sure.
to be, you know, in the arena, because I was very comfortable in theatrical arenas. Like those were my people.
Yes.
I
And
definitely felt more comfortable around adult actors than around my peers at the time.
yes, that makes sense. And I mean, but as far as like developing a new musical, had you done that before? It would seem that your work would have been in pre-written pieces.
Correct. I had never done that. No,
So was
that.
that was that did you understand what you were getting into in terms of like new pages and all that?
No, but I didn't have that pressure.
Right.
I was understudy. You
And
know,
had
I
you
was.
ever understudied before?
That was hard. That was
Yeah.
hard. I'll admit, I wanted to be the star.
Yes, of course. And I mean, did you get to
I
go on a bunch? Did Danielle get out?
did, and actually, Danielle and I were friends,
Yeah.
and she's awesome.
Yeah.
And we used to. After the curtain, at the end of the show each night, she and I would literally race up the steps to the wig room to get our wigs off. We would have a like a race. She fell one night.
Oh.
Fell on the concrete steps and di bruised her hip so badly she was out for a week. And guess who went on?
Having never gone on before.
Yeah,
Wow.
that was it. Very dramatic. It was very, very dramatic.
You know, people are always asking me if I'm on Ozempic, and let me tell you, I do not mind them asking me that. But I'm not on Ozempic. They especially ask me that when they see me eating dessert or desserts or all the crap I eat when I'm out. But my secret is that when I'm home, when I'm by myself, I'm eating Factor. Factor sends me restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat whenever I am. No prepping, no cooking, no cleanup except for like my fork. And now you can enjoy Factor Meals too. Go to factormeals.com/giantsinthesky50 and use code giantsinthesky50 to get 50% off. That's code giantsinthesky50 at factormeals.com/giantsinthesky50 to get 50% off.
The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
And I remember just like sitting, waiting while, you know, whoever the medics came and they were examining her. And I'm sitting there in the wings, like a humming, a humming, a humming. And Bob Westenberg came over and gave me a look. But she was fine. She recovered. And I went on and talk about being shot out of a cannon. It definitely was, that's what it was like for me, being shot out of a cannon.
And what was your, being in the rest of the company, stepping into that principal role, did you feel supported? Was there, what was that dynamic like for you?
Yeah, I don't remember not being supported. I mean, very comfortable with everybody. That cast was like a family to me. I may not have been like family to them. They were to me, you know, like when you're a kid, I think it's different, you know. It's new for me. And also I didn't have family there with me. I was like on my own in the city. So particularly the other understudies, Blumenkrantz, Carolyn Marlowe, Terry Burrell, Michael Piontek. I mean, all of those guys were my family. Maureen Davis. So anyway,
Played
I
Sleeping Beauty and
yes.
was your understudy, which doesn't really make sense to me, but that's what it says on IMDb.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Interesting.
that she covered you.
I guess that would make sense. And I guess that I could cover her if I, but then I don't know. It's weird.
Double duty.
Yeah, she was. Have you spoken to her yet?
No.
She was. She also did the. She was the double for the witch when the witch
Oh
transformed.
yes, right. The costume change and everything.
Yeah, so like go every night she had to put that makeup on. So the poor thing. But anyway, she was my roommate, and we had a great time. We had a great time together. We would, sometimes play cards, and
Because you didn't do anything on stage until the final sequence, right?
so I didn't have to do anything until like after intermission. I mean, I would start, I'd put on my wig cap and all that stuff, but I used to go into Philip Hoffman and Michael Piontek's and Chuck the Wagner's, and I guess they must have shared it, the three of them in there. I don't know. It was the guys' dressing room. They were never up there in the first act, so they let me use their room, and I would have an exercise mat, and I would do like Jane Fonda, Walkman, in their room. Like that was, it was just home for me. It was where the theater was as much my home as my apartment, if not more.
Wow. Well, you
And I would
lots of
sit in
hours.
a lot of hours, sitting there. And I would go into Terry and Carolyn's dressing room and just sit there sometimes and read a book while they were there, because I must have been freaking lonely. I was little.
Yeah, you were a kid. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful experience. And so what, how long did you stay in the show?
I left at the end of my school year. I did not want to stay for the full year, and they let me out. I just was ready to go home. I mean, it is a long time for someone my age to be kind of on her own in the city. So they let me out at the end of my school year. And then, of course, like right after I left, they shot the footage, the
The broadcast.
And I must have known that, but I still was like, whatever. No, you're just dumb. You're just
Well,
dumb.
but you know what? You went on to do a lot of film and television. You didn't need to play Snow White for a walk-on, you were
True.
set to bigger things.
I did okay,
But
but
although interestingly, so much of the film and television that you were known for is related to musical theater.
no.
And singing. I mean, that it's not something you left behind as you went out and did that stuff,
I've never left it behind. I still sing. I actually was just doing this Zoom call with somebody who is writing a book about my voice teachers who I studied with for many, many years out in LA. So anyway, I still sing and I love it.
Who was your voice teacher in LA, by the way?
Well, it was Lee and Sally Sweetland, and then it was Steve Sweetland, their son.
The Sweetlands. I love it. I want to read the
Anyway.
book. But I mean, even not just that you sing, but that you've sung in your film career. I mean, that's not especially more common maybe now,
I
but
know.
when I was growing up 30 years ago, 40 years ago, movie musicals were considered dead. It was not even a thing. But you were this sort of strange exception, you know, with Mr. Holland's Opus, which is focused on music, and you sang so beautifully in it. And then the movie of the Fantastics. Did you have a unique, was your agent particularly focused on your singing, or was that just by fate that you wound up in those roles?
That's a good question. I don't think that my agent was particularly focused on that.
Yeah.
It was that Mr. Holland's Opus. Well, so I had done Uncle Buck, which was.
Yes. The classic, actual classic in my child, in our childhood.
That was like a ticket, you know, like a ticket anywhere at the time. And then.
That was before Into the Woods, right?
That was after.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it went. I got home from Into the Woods. I spent a summer in Massachusetts. And then in the fall, my family up and moved to Maryland. Do you believe they did that to me?
timing.
I had to do that my junior year of high school.
Yeah.
But I did love Maryland. But I got the audition for Uncle Buck that fall from when we had just moved to Maryland. And it's funny because that character is a girl in her junior year of high school whose family moves to a new state. So anyway, I did Uncle Buck. And then I was like, you know what? I want to go to college and be a normal person.
Yeah.
Which is the same. This is kind of how it's gone for me.
Yeah.
Is a tug of war between like my career and then like wanting regular life.
Yeah.
So particularly when I was, well, it's still that way. I mean, it's still that way. Cause I mean, I sort of slowed things down to raise my kids too. So, and I'm happy about it. You know, it's been very, very rewarding for me, but I went to college, didn't major in theater or anything, majored in English.
Yeah.
Kept my, you know, fingers in the pie and, you know, I did the Fantastics at college. Did a couple of musicals, did Our Town, you know, stayed on the stage. And then the audition for Mr. Holland's Opus came in right after graduation. And the reason that I think that went so well for me is I was not there for, they had somebody already for that role.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was a replacement. So she had to, I never even auditioned for it originally. And she had a conflict and she left early to do another movie, whatever. They had already even shot a couple of little things. Mm. And I got this audition to come in and sing Someone to Watch Over Me and do a, you know, a few lines, which I did. And then they flew me out to meet with Richard Dreyfuss and along with a few other girls. And he was, you know, I met him on the set. We had the audition, you know, in a trailer. And then I was out shooting within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So they needed somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and actually the girl, it was, well, I won't say who it was, but she didn't sing. Like she's not a singer. So this is one of the questions that I always get like through like my website and everything, like, how come you're not on the album for the soundtrack? They had somebody else who she was like lip syncing.
Right.
And so my voice, when they realized that I could sing, they just had me, you know, of course, sing it. But she wasn't a singer, so they had somebody else for that. So it's not like, it just sort of found me. And then because I had done that, I think that I was a natural to audition for the Fantastics.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do think those two casting directors worked together, Sharon Bialy and Rick Pagano. I think that they had both worked together at some point. So, you know, that's how it happens when you're young.
Yes. Well, we're glad that it did. But so, and then as someone who has become a mother and had children, has that changed your appreciation of Into the Woods from being an actual kid in the show?
Yes, actually, my daughter's middle school did Into the Woods.
Wow.
And she played Florinda.
I love it.
And she was fantastic. And I went in and helped a little, you know, none of the kids was like, they're all like, oh, Mrs. Pataro's here again. Well, she thinks that she knows anything. You know, it was whatever, but I had a couple of little things, little tidbits. Yeah, it might help if you did this. It was fun. It's fun. And actually my daughter has been involved in theater. So it's been kind of fun to watch her take that journey, but it's her journey. You
Yeah,
know,
of
it's very
course.
different than mine. That's one thing you learn.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Children will
They won't
listen.
listen.
They won't listen. No matter what you do. But and have you you haven't done any other productions of the show over the years though.
No, I haven't. I would love to.
Well, you still listen. There's got you got lots of Into the Woods left to do. And there's no shortage of productions. Have you seen any of the other productions?
I did. I saw one of them, the revival, when it came to LA.
Vanessa
And
Williams and that one.
I think it was Vanessa Williams. Yes, I think it was. And then I saw the movie. I actually went to the movie with Maureen
Oh,
Davis.
that's sweet.
Yeah, which I loved, actually.
Yes.
I loved the movie. You know, it's just such a great show. There's so many layers of meaning
Yeah.
that it's really, the man was brilliant.
Yeah. Truly, truly. I mean, and the legacy just lives on because we, I think we see the layers, we see different layers at different times in our life and, you know, different contexts of what's going on in the world and, you know, all that. That's so interesting. Is there any other specific memories, just even random things that stuck with you over the years that, you know, I might want to hear?
We did during previews, there were a couple of songs about the midnight, you know,
Oh yes, Second Midnight, the epic 9-minute extravaganza.
and then they cut it.
Yeah.
And then we all got t-shirts, Second Midnight gone.
You have that shirt still?
I have
Oh, please send me a picture of that shirt. I must see it.
Yeah, I think it's out. I think it's out west. Next time I'm out there, I'll find it.
Yeah, that chestnut needs to have a rebirth. That's too funny. Yeah, I think someone else told me that Tom Aldridge had those shirts made. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I actually didn't remember that he did that, but
Yeah.
it's funny. I did a movie with Tom years later where he played another crotchety old man.
Yes, that's staple. yeah, I'm sad he's gone and you know that I didn't get to talk to him or Barbara Brynn, but those performances are definitely iconic.
No, that's the thing. All of the people in that show, really, it was just like top
Yeah,
notch, top
yeah,
notch.
yes. Well, including you, just buried right, just a little droplet of you. We didn't even know.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for talking with me. I really appreciate it. This would be great to have.
Now I can see you.
And
I haven't seen you at all. The entire. I just put my glasses on.
it's not much. It's
I'm
not
like
much to
just
look
looking at
at.
a blurry face.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Those are cute glasses, though.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, off the topic of Into the Woods, but my day job is I'm the programming director at the Green Room 42. I don't know if you're familiar with that cabaret room in
I
Manhattan.
am. Yeah.
So I don't know if you. I think you said you had done the show, which I'm sad I missed it. Where did you do it at 54 Below?
No, I did it at Beachman.
Oh, the Beachman. Well, we're much better than the Beachman.
You
It's
guys are bigger. I love your room. I actually went to see what's his name? I love him. He's so funny. With Jerry Sternbach, Jason Graw.
Oh yes, he was one of the first shows I booked when I got the job
Yeah,
last year. Yeah.
I love him.
He's amazing.
He is the best.
Yeah, he's really special.
Yeah, he really is.
What an
So I
entertainer. Yeah.
is such an entertainer. So I went in because I've worked with Jerry numerous times. I did
Yeah.
a bunch of shows out in LA for Reprise,
No, sure, yeah.
company. I played Amy. We did Applause. I did the one Pippin.
Oh yeah.
So many shows for them, and he musical directed, and
oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's helped me a lot. And I actually did a demo of one of his musicals, and he was musical director when I put up a couple. I did some stuff for my kids' school out there, and he helped. So anyway, I love that guy. So I went in to say hi to him, and I just love Jason, who I've done benefits with before.
Yeah,
too.
I think, yeah, you LA musical theater people are a very tight crew. Well, listen, I mean, if there's anything you ever want to do, the show you did, I mean, I want to see that show. I want to hear the Into the Woods story. But anything you want to do, if you want to direct something, a benefit, anything you want to do, we would roll out the red carpet. I'd be so happy to have you. So please, please hit me up.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will definitely keep that in mind. I'm probably going to do my show out here for the Playhouse. They're trying to open a little. I'm in Westport. And they're doing like a little space that they want to open up to cabarets.
Oh, that's
so,
a good idea. Yeah.
So I'm going to do it out here again, but it's so much work.
I know. Well, that's why you should do it in several places. So you get more, you know, fun on stage and people buying tickets and clapping for you than just one rehearsal process,
right.
You know?
Right. That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, I will definitely keep that in mind. And
please.
And likewise, if I can ever be of assistance to you, please call me, you know, because I'm here. I come into the city. We have a place in the city, you know, so.
Amazing. I'm glad to know that. I mean, you know, I mostly just program the shows. I don't have anything to do with too many of them, but I would be delighted and thrilled if there was ever a thing to do with you. So we'll keep in touch.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jean.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Have a great rest of your day and winter and everything.
Okay, you too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Giants in the Sky, How Sondheim and Lapine Went Into the Woods on the Broadway Podcast Network. Look out for episode 49 with RJ Cutler, assistant to the director on Broadway and in the final workshop.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.